This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Western Colorado continues to see extreme drought conditions, but areas east of the Continental Divide are drought-free. KRCC's Mike Purcell reports that includes southeastern Colorado.
It's a far different picture for the region than just 3 months ago. The National Weather Service in Pueblo says some areas of the eastern plains received 4 to 6 inches of rain in May alone. Hydrologist Tony Anderson with the agency says the drought monitor map takes into account many variables, including temperatures, wind conditions, and soil moisture, but he says things can quickly change.
Well, the soils have improved, and that's great for agriculture. That moisture can dissipate fairly quickly, and we can drift back towards drought conditions.
The latest drought monitor does not yet reflect the recent heat wave. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC News.
The University of Colorado's Board of Regents Thursday voted down a resolution that would have made COVID-19 vaccinations optional for staff and students. One Republican regent said the school should wait until the vaccines, which are now under emergency authorization, win full federal approval. But the chancellor of CU's medical campus says CU already mandates flu shots and that the decision on the COVID vaccine was made to ensure a safe environment. Vaccination buses are offering free shots to residents across the state, including spots on the Western Slope. Buses are in Fruita and Craig today, and upcoming Western Slope stops include Glenwood Springs, Newcastle, and a music festival next week in Mac near Grand Junction. This is CPR News.